Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You know, I don't know what it's like to see the light come on. In a lot of ways, I haven't seen the light come on yet, and that can be discouraging. And I think that, you know, as we walk the gospel truth, we can be, it's deceiving to think that, and this is going to change everyone's life. You know, everyone's in process. And the girls I meet with on Sunday night, they are no different. One thing I've learned from them, though, is that they are merely younger adults. Sometimes we tend to think of them as kids, and we, you know, talk down to them. But these girls are basically me, you know, but just younger. And so we have the same types of fears and the same types of insecurities, and they show up differently, but they're all the same root. And so I'm simply wanting to speak truth into their lives, and we have good conversations, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes I, you know, they leave my house, and I'm like, I am the worst small group leader ever. Who do I think I am? And but it's in that place where I believe that Jesus meets me and says, it's in my weakness, where in your weakness, where I'm made strong, that he longs for me to throw myself headlong into his arms in every situation, even when I'm dealing with 17-year-old girls who have crushes on boys and I want to shake them because I want them to see the deeper life truth of Jesus. But but that's where they are. And I believe that he meets us where we are, not where we think we ought to be.
Absolutely. And the fact that you show up week after week and you open your doors week after week, those are the things I think that are going to surprise us in heaven that God makes a big deal out of, you know?
I think so, too. Those small things right where we are.
Yeah. So true. Well, even with young girls, with old men, old women, at any age, we all really just want to feel safe. We want our hearts to feel safe. And you say in the book, we are safe. But because we don't know it, we go and try to find our own safety, which is no safety at all. Say a word about that.
Oh, that word safe. I tell you what, I have circled around that word for the last few years writing these books because I've had to change my definition of safety. You know, safety used to mean that I'm okay, that my family is well, that all's going well with me. But now I've learned that being safe doesn't always mean you feel safe. Being safe doesn't always mean things that will go right or go well. But that my true definition of safety is one that cannot be shaken, that it's one of identity, that's one of a deep spirit truth, that my deepest identity, which is my spirit united with Christ, cannot be touched. And as I live out of that deep place, I believe I'll experience safety more on these other levels, more on these other soul levels of feeling and all, but that doesn't come first.
Right. I remember you and I talked about this the last time you were on the show, but I remember years ago where God was really addressing the striving thing in me. And he had me not do certain things where I would normally step up and help because I was Supergirl, you know, and actually heard from a few listeners going, I just don't think it's right, because I was at a shower and I wanted to jump up and help put all the plates away. And the Lord just so clearly said, sit on your hands and sit there because you're doing it for the wrong reason. And I want you to learn to live by faith. But really, that took more faith for me to sit there than to get up and strive. And I just said, as we're getting ready to wrap up our time, don't you think there are times where God says, sit? Because I want you to cease striving. And what it really looks like, maybe it could be misunderstood by other people.
I do think so. I think he moves within and among us so mysteriously and so uniquely and personally for each person. There may have been another person at that same shower that you were at where God was whispering to her, get up and serve in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And to you, he said the very opposite thing, but it was still God, and it was still him speaking, but he speaks uniquely where we are. And I absolutely think that for sure.
And that is how he writes our personal script, because for one of us, it would be obedience, and the other would be disobedience.
Right, but it would look the same on the outside, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And it is. There's always that risk of being misunderstood, and that can be a scary place for a good girl.